something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
Your life is a picture of your tongue. Never forget it. The Bible says your tongue controls your life. Just because you're born again doesn't mean everything is going to be all right. Your life is in your mouth. That's what the Bible says. Your life is in your mouth. I've been going in and out of sickness. That will be your life. You don't talk like that. You see, when you come into Christ, you have a new language. You belong in the kingdom of God. It's different. You're not allowed to say just anything. In the spirit, you have what we call illegal communication. Now, didn't you read what he said? If you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. Now, that's different from according to his will, he answers you. He says according to his will, he hears you. And that if we know that he hears us, we ought also to know that we've got the petitions that we desired of him. In other words, when God hears you, you have it made. Now, what does that mean? When you pray according to his will, it means according to his word. When you pray according to his word, he hears. Now, when you pray in a way or in a language that's not according to his word, if you speak outside his word, he doesn't hear you. You see, God doesn't have to say no to your prayer. He just doesn't hear you. When you ask the wrong thing, he just doesn't hear you. But when you ask according to his word, the Bible says all the promises of Christ, of God in Christ, are yes. And in him, so be it. So if you ask according to his word, his answer is yes. His answer is amen, meaning so be it. So you don't ask according to his word and say, well, I don't know why God's not going to answer me. The Bible says his answer is always yes. So long as it is consistent with his word. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. He says the only reason you don't get it when you ask is when you ask outside of his word, you ask amiss. So the problem is not on God's side. It's a man's side. Glory to God. You know, there's a mentality, a spirit mentality that you must cultivate. And it's important. You've got to cultivate a spirit mentality. And that's what we're talking about. Being spiritually minded. A spirit mentality. There is a saint's mentality. And there's a spirit mentality. Glory to God. See, those who came out of Egypt with Moses were very different from those who came out of Egypt and were in Joshua's group. They were the ones that got into the promised land. Those who came out with Moses didn't get in. Those in his generation didn't get in. Why? The Bible says they could not enter because of unbelief. It was hard to move them. They always backslid in their hearts. They always went back in their hearts to Egypt. Or it used to be better in those days. It used to be better. Do you ever feel it used to be better? It used to be better in those days. Have you heard people speak? When they talk about the government, they say, in those days. Yet the Bible says, do not desire the past days. Don't you say that they are better than these days. That's what the Bible says. But they don't hear it. Oh, in those days, you know, in those days. always going back in their minds to Egypt. The onions and the garlics in those days. You see, in those days. Some people even say God used to move swiftly in those days. He doesn't move anymore. How do you want him to move? He moves by you. When you move, God moves. All right. Okay. You're still here? Okay. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the senses mind the things of the senses. And it says, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit. Spiritually minded people spend time on the things that enhance the growth of their spirit. Fleshly minded people spend time on things that enhance the growth of their senses. Hallelujah. What kind of books do you buy? Some of you from work, you chatter all the newspapers in town. You're going to read them at home. You just chatter all of them because you don't want to be bored at home. Just chatter all the newspapers. Look at you. All the magazines you can get in town, you just pack them. You're going home. All the home videos you can get, you just pack them and take them home. One after the other, you're there. Have you read your Bible today? No, I'll read it later. You want to reserve reading of the Bible to when you're falling asleep. That's when you want to read it. In the night. And you deceive others by saying that you can really concentrate when others are sleeping. But that is when you sleep. Soon as they are sleeping, you go. You see, you mind the things of the flesh. Your TV is on 24 hours. What do you look for? Look at it. It's here. See it. For they that are after the flesh mind the things of the flesh. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. How many Christian tapes do you have? Some of you buy them, but you don't listen to them. You just keep chattering them. You just keep buying them, but you never have time. You have lots of videos. You haven't watched one yet. Christian videos and Christian books. You have a beautiful library, but you don't use it. You don't pass your exam because you have the book. You have to read it. Is that correct? You can look at the books and say, I have that one. You still fail. Praise the Lord. All right, now come to this. Verse 6 is too touching. It is so powerful. Oh. For to be carnally minded is death. Look at it. We were just looking at those who were carnally minded a moment ago. It seemed like what they were doing wasn't really bad after. It wasn't really serious. They were just different from those who were spiritually minded. They were just different. Somebody says, I'm a Christian, but not a very serious one. Huh? Do you know where you are? You're a Christian, but not a serious one. Let me show you what it is not to be a serious Christian. Turn to your Bible again. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Don't forget it. Memory verse. Say it with me. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Okay, cover your Bible now. Don't close it fully. Look at me. Say Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Say it is there now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. To be carnally minded is death, he says. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You want life? You want peace? You want to enjoy life? Then be spiritually minded. Then be spiritually minded. The next one, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. The carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now, it's not easy to understand who's in the flesh or who's in the spirit until you first of all know what it is to be in the spirit. In other words, for yourself, you've got to know who you are. You've got to know who the Christian is. What does God expect the Christian to be? Who is he? The different classes. You've got the babe in Christ. And the Bible says the babe is carnally minded. The babe is carnal. He doesn't understand spiritual things. And the Bible says he's a babe because he does not understand the doctrine of righteousness. He doesn't know what righteousness is. He's not skilled in the doctrine of righteousness. He's a babe. We read that on Wednesday night. Do you remember? That's a babe. He doesn't understand righteousness. In the Old Testament, you could only be righteous on the basis of the law. Is that right? To be righteous, you had to obey all the law. Then you'd be a righteous man. But did you know there was life before the law? How did men become righteous before the law? Abraham lived before the law. Yet the Bible says that righteousness was set to his account. Righteousness was reckoned to him. How? Why? Because he believed God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In other words, he believed God, and God called him righteous. What about all the wrong things Abraham did? God didn't think about them. He just called a man righteous. There was no law. He says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. Abraham the righteous.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Judy from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zumi Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m., For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
In the Old Testament, you could only be righteous on the basis of the law. Is that right? To be righteous, you had to obey all the law. Then you'd be a righteous man. But did you know there was life before the law? How did men become righteous before the law? Abraham lived before the law. Yet the Bible says that righteousness was set to his account. Righteousness was reckoned to him. How? Why? Because he believed God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. In other words, he believed God, and God called him righteous. What about all the wrong things Abraham did? God didn't think about them. He just called a man righteous. There was no law. He says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He was called a friend of God. Abraham the righteous. Abraham the righteous. Then the law came. What does Paul tell us was the reason for the law? It was added because of transgressions. The Bible says the law was added because of transgressions, meaning that the law was not a part of the system. In other words, it came in at a time for a reason. One, it was added because of transgressions. Two, it was the schoolmaster. You remember that? Galatians chapter 4. The schoolmaster to take them unto Christ. In other words, now you remember what I told you schoolmaster was. He wasn't really a teacher. He was the one, the Mr. Senior Servant, that was sent to take the schoolboys to school and to watch over them while they played. That was the one translated schoolmaster. But it says, now that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Now, what am I showing you? Look at it. Before the law, I said, life, there was life. And Abraham was counted righteous by God before the law came. I said, so why did the law come? He says, it was added. It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom the promises were made. Galatians. See the way you're looking at me now. So let me take you to Galatians. Woo-hoo, glory to God. Chapter 3, verse 19, you see it there. Are you there? Read verse 19, want to go. Good, you see that? He says, why do you serve the law? Paul's asking them. He says, why didn't you serve the law? He says, the law was added because of transgressions. It was not always there. It came at a certain point in history. Life was already going on. Righteousness could already be given. After it was given to Abraham. And he lived before the law. The law was added because of transgressions until the seed should come. And the seed that he was talking about was Christ. Look at verse 16. Read it to me. And that seed which is Christ. So until the seed should come to whom the promises were made. And you know, we are of the generation of Jesus Christ. We belong, you see, we are joint heirs with him.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Philo Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you for joining us today.